Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carvin with your news briefing. Tributes today for Australian icon Olivia Newton-John, the singer and screen star, passing away overnight at her home in Southern California. She was 73. Her friend and Grease co-star John Travolta posting a heartfelt tribute on social media, describing Newton-John's impact as incredible. Well, the acting Prime Minister, Richard Marles, says the superstar has left a legacy.
It's a really sad day for the country. I think for those of us who grew up watching Grease, there's a sense in which this is the end of an era and the world is a little emptier. But Olivia Newton-John was not just a fantastic entertainer. She was an incredible campaigner for research and care.
The United Workers Union is stepping up its push for better pay for staff at Pfizer's Bentley plant. Workers will down their tools this afternoon for 24 hours, unhappy with the pharmaceutical giant's latest offer. A 12% rise over 3 years is on the table, but the union is wanting 18%. Overseas, and Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida has been raided by the FBI overnight. The Department of Justice confirming they're looking for classified documents that were taken from the White House and stored at the former president's home. Security analyst James Gagliano from CBS News says this is unprecedented.
And I can guarantee you this, for them to do this, the Department of Justice, the FBI, every I was dotted, every T was crossed, because this search warrant, the probable cause underlying it, would have had to have been scrutinized by the upper echelons of the FBI and the DOJ.
The Eagles will likely appeal a one-match ban on Tim Kelly after the midfielder was charged with a dangerous tackle charge. It happened in the loss to the Crows on Sunday and means Kelly will miss the RAC Derby this Saturday night. West Coast coach Adam Simpson telling Seven they'll likely challenge it.
We'll look at it. There's probably enough there to go and have an appeal and have a look at it, but we need to, you know, have a deep breath.
Well, the Kookaburras have ended the Commonwealth Games in style, winning gold for a seventh straight time with a 7-0 smashing of India in the hockey overnight.